Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we going?
Very well, how are you?
Good. The difference between me on air just before and me now is that I had a little bit of coffee, so we're on.
We're ready to go. It really is the start of the day.
Hell yeah.
What are we talking about? What's happening in telly?
Oh, okay, so I've fallen in love with a show. I've fallen in love with a show. I've met someone. Her name is Jean Smart, and she is the queen of my heart. You may remember Jean Smart from a show I reviewed recently called Mirror of Easttown, where she plays the mother.
Oh, such a good show.
Such a great show.
No spoilers, because I still haven't watched it. Oh, I promised my flatmate I'd wait till her exams were done, and I'm still waiting, so don't text in any spoilers, please.
Anyway, we're not talking about Mirror of Easttown, we're talking about Hacks, which is a show that Jean Smart stars in this time instead of being like a supplementary character.
Cool.
And she plays this comedian named Deborah Vance, who does a show every night in Vegas and started her career in like the 50s and 60s in a similar like Sonny and Cher kind of vibe. Like,
okay,
it was her
and her
husband, now ex-husband, started on a sitcom. And she was one of the first females in comedy.
Right.
And we all know that comedy has been an industry, well, entertainment in general, was an industry that was rife with just
sexism,
bad stuff for women.
Yeah, bad buzzers.
Yeah, it was only really a boys' club. And she had to fight her way tooth and nail to the top. And now she's a very, very successful comedian. She's loaded as anything. But her joke's getting stale.
Ooh.
And she's kind of getting a bit washed up. So she gets paired with a Gen Z LA comedian.
Oh my God.
Who is named Ava, who kind of doesn't really write jokes per se, but writes like thought poems, as Jean Smart's character describes them. And they're that whole odd couple pairing, and it's
right.
Like a real generational divide. And usually I don't like the generational divide because I don't think it exists. But
I agree with that one.
Because like we have so many things in common with other people that we should like, you know, peace and love and all that stuff. But this does it really, really well.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Oh,
no, but yeah, so Deborah and Ava, they are the ultimate odd couple, and basically they've got to write jokes together to help Deborah's material get better. And it's amazing. Like this show is two women who are so good at their craft at different ends of like the spectrum of comedy.
Yeah.
Old school and new school coming together. Ava has that Gen Z entitlement because she blew up from the age of like 22 through the internet and like a Twitter presence, because that's how a lot of comedians these days get careers, is that's the Twitters or the Instagrams or the TikToks.
Hot
God,
takes.
I sound old.
On the TikToks.
But that is a vehicle to success and fame, is through virality.
Yeah, yeah.
And whereas Deborah's character had to like fight for every piece of the pie she could get,
totally.
Deal with sexism and misogyny the whole way through, make fun of herself in ways that weren't actually that fulfilling to her, and not really have a position or anything because she had to just kind of be malleable to everyone.
Mm.
Whereas the Gen Z style comedy is having a stance on everything and trying to critique the world. And it's just geniusly done. Like, it's so well written. Both characters are so, so three-dimensional that you understand every part of them and why they do the things that they do, and explores them very, very well throughout the show as well. Like, all the arcs, like, really, like, explore their characters and their backgrounds so well. And they're great. Like, the actresses are so great. They do it so well.
I think that sounds like what sells it, because when you explain the premise like that, it's not extremely complicated. It's a pretty kind of basic premise, but it's sort of one of those things where you're like, if that's done well, that can be just so heartwarming and hilarious and just, like, a bit of a life-affirming thing.
And it's hilarious in a not, like, gag,
Yeah.
Kind of way. It's a hilarious and a character study. But they also just, like, it's heartwarming. And, like, I did cry as well. So, like, there's that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. It's on HBO Go. And it's one of those HBO shows that you're just like, this is chef's kiss again. Like, they
just keep turning
out the good stuff.
They've got that good funding.
And it's so fun because you get to see Jean Smart, who is an absolutely accomplished actress in her own right.
Yeah.
Just slay every scene and have so much fun while doing it. And then, but you also get this, you know, I assume she's like 25 to 30 year old actress as well, play alongside her. I think, what's her name? Let me pull it up because I want to say her name. Hannah Einbender. And you get to see her be on top of her craft as well.
Cool.
And it's that whole thing where you know that her career is going to be set from this, because
that's
she's
awesome.
Doing so well across this really accomplished actor as well.
It's a little bit of life imitating art kind of going on there as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, because I assume they both had some part in writing the show as well, because they're both very funny people.
Yeah.
And I assume a lot of it's, I assume there's like improv as well within there because...
I was going to say, it must be hard as a script writer to write jokes for comedians because they probably like, this one doesn't work for me, or you have to have some flexibility there.
And you've got to also have it be written in a way that you can believe that a comedian would try and say it or would pick it apart because they are also talking about jokes.
Which is one
of those things that's so interesting to see when you see a comedian talk about how a joke works and how a joke doesn't and why a joke works in a certain way or why it won't work in a certain way. It's just so interesting, and you get to see them like analyze that between two funny people, and it's I don't know, it's a really cool character study, and I can't stop raving about it enough. I binged it so quickly, it was ridiculous.
It's called Hacks.
Hacks, which is really, whenever I say it to people, they're like, oh, like it's about computers, and I'm like, no, it's like she's a hack. She's washed up, she's a hack.
She's a hackney horse. That's a throwback to last week.
Check it out on the podcast. It's word salad.
Love a crossover.
I wish I knew what that meant.
Don't worry. Thank you very much for bringing us Hacks this morning, Sam.
Honestly, if people don't watch it, I'm going to be actually so upset. This is, I think, one of my favourite shows of the year, and I've said that so many times.
How does it rate? Because I know you really like Ted Lasso. How does it rate?
This is better than Ted Lasso.
Better? Ooh.
Strong.
This is better than Mirror of Easttown. This is the best show I've watched in a week.
I appreciate that you just level it up every time you bring in a new show. You're like, no, forget that last one. This one
when
is
fantastic. When I do my rap at the end of the year, I'm going to have to listen through to all of the podcasts we've done and figure out which one is actually the best. I might have to do like a top 10 list this time.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, we don't have enough time.
Sam, thank you very much. Hacks, HBO Go.
Bye, guys.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
All right.